West Des Moines is waking up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.
My name is Shireen Callister. I am 24 years old, and I'm from Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Woo! Big voice belongs to this Yay! Woman on the phone, Shireen Callister. Welcome to the show, Shireen. How you doing?
I am good. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for representing Des Moines on The Voice in such amazing fashion.
Yes.
Holy cow.
I had to. Yes. BMI.
So when did you graduate from Roosevelt? Were you 2012, 13?
Yeah, 2011.
All right. So if people also graduated 2011 from Roosevelt and they're like, I went to school with a Shireen,
yes,
start tuning into The Voice. Cheer you on.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty cool. So, I was reading a little bit about you. You've been traveling all over performing weddings. You are the stereotype here, Shireen. You are working it out there, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I try to, I got to stay active, especially if, it's something that you want to do in life. You always got to work at your craft. So.
Yeah. Are those tough learning lessons, playing those kind of gigs?
Yeah. There's some good and some bad. Sometimes you walk in a gig and there's two people, but you still got to sing like there's a room full of people. So.
I tell you what, I've never heard a wedding singer perform like you. Make me actually get on the dance floor and be like, that's pretty good.
Yes, and I love weddings. This is my favorite. I get all emotional.
So on the show is Alicia Keys. Kelly did too towards the end, but you went with Alicia, right? Is that right?
Yes, Alicia Keys. I had to go with her.
Yeah.
Now, what's it like working with Alicia?
She's actually awesome. She's probably the best vocal coach I've ever had. She's just so passionate about what she does, and she's passionate about working with you, and you can tell when she's working with you because she always makes it one-on-one with you. She looks you directly in the eye, so you can feel it. And every time she talks to me, I can't help but feel some type of way because she always touches me in my heart by the words she says. So it's just amazing working with her.
What a great experience.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're heading into battle rounds. You put up some pictures. Are you going up against Terrence?
No. My battle partner is Jemai.
Okay, good. Well, some people, it's hard to tell who you can't really see in the picture you posted who your opponent is. And obviously, how this turns out. The rest of us will have to tune in and watch. Was it the most nerve-wracking thing you've done?
It was. And the fact that you have to share the stage, with somebody that you are competing for the same thing with, so it's definitely nerve-wracking, and it's competition, you got to be fierce, but at the same time, you have to go up there and have fun, Like, you and your partner have to make it this one-in-a-lifetime opportunity to go up on that stage and just be like, it's me and you. We're going to go up there, and we're going to make this probably the best performance ever and just go out there and kill it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you got to do. You got to make it.
You just got to do it.
It only happens once. Yeah.
Have you heard from anybody out of the blue? Has anybody reached out that you thought, oh my goodness,
they are coming out of the woodwork now?
No. I mean, I'm getting so much love and support, especially from Des Moines. I love it, and the fact that people are letting me know that I can be an inspiration, that definitely touches my heart, because I want to be that. There's a lot of people out there that's still in the foster care system, that's getting adopted, and is went through the same thing I went through, and I just want to let them know, if you do have something out there that you want to strive for, don't give up. Even if you went through all the struggles in your life, that there is an outcome.
Yeah, because you did.
You got to work hard for it.
You did share that story with everyone, with Alicia, that you found your twin sister after you were 18. Is that where you were separated in the foster care system and you reunited?
Yeah. And then actually, it was high school where we actually, seeing each other. It was like, oh, what? We get to be in the same high school as each other?
Wow, that's great.
We didn't know we was going to be in the same high school as each other either, because we wouldn't go to the same school, So
that's pretty well. Are you guys identical?
No, we're fraternal.
Okay. I was going to say, running into identical.
That would be a shocking
a wild
day.
Moment, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Shireen, I have bad news for you, Shireen. I think you're going to win. And that's a curse, because I cursed John Miro. I thought he was going to win, and then he immediately got kicked off the show. And I think you're terrific, and I think you're going to win.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry.
I hope I do.
Well, we'll look forward to watching
for you. He just can't resist bringing his black cloud around.
Sorry.
All right. No, it's okay. Right. Yeah. It's okay.
By the way, Shireen, do we know when you'll be on next, when we can watch for you? Do you know that yet?
No, I don't. All I can say is, you know, make sure you tune in Monday and Tuesday.
Okay.
Tonight,
tomorrow night.
All okay.
Right. Yeah, sounds good. So, Shireen Callister, from Des Moines here. She's kicking it on The Voice. Good for you, Shireen. Good luck,
thank
okay?
Thank you so much.
And thanks for being on with us. You take care, all right? Bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.